أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. This is the end of this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala has informed us that a person does not want to accept the truth because of his love of dunya. The things of this dunya, his prestige, his position, his fame, etc. If he loses that, then he doesn't want to accept the truth. He wants to safeguard himself on those matters, even if he follows the falsehood. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned six things which people get overtaken with of this dunya's things. All of them Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Yeh faida uthana hai dunya ki zindagi mein. All these things which you are hankering after and it's so dear that you even don't want to follow the truth is only mata'. Mata' is just a temporary little benefit of this hayati dunya, of this worldly life. And worldly life between 60 and 70 years. So a person, he wants to give preference to that and his eternal, everlasting life which will never ever come to an end. Not millions, billions, trillions, forever and ever. How stupid it is to give preference over the akhirah by this dunya. And also in this dunya, how much are you going to benefit? And compared to what there is in akhirah, in anything, time-wise, quantity, the dunya can never ever compare one bit with the akhirah. Quality-wise, out of the question. Dunya akhirat is so superior. So if a person makes the decision just for his own prestige, his honor, and what respect and honor Allah will give in the akhirat, the whole world together cannot give that respect and honor. So a person should never ever give preference to this dunya. Further, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَعَابِ. Or Allah hi ke paas hai achha thikana. And it is only by Allah which is a far, far more better place. The place of akhirah, the pleasure of Allah, the enjoyment there, no worry, no sickness, never any financial problems, never any ever ups and downs with the family, nothing whatsoever, just enjoyment forever and ever. Allah points to the fact that prefer that, give preference to that life, the eternal, everlasting life. Ulama, Allah reward them, the Mufassireen, they have pointed here to a very great point also, and that is the beginning of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, زُيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. That Allah is beautified. It isn't beautiful. Allah has just made it look beautiful. As it comes clearly in a hadith, when a woman leaves the precincts of her house, shaitan makes her look attractive and makes people look at her. She might not be as attractive and beautiful at all, but shaitan makes it like that, and that she looks beautiful. So just like that, Allah is beautified for man, all, linnas, whether it is believers, non-believers, for all. And yet the important point is hubbu shahawat, the love of desires, not the actual things. That is further. First, just that the love of the six things which Allah has mentioned here. To understand that, let us just look at it as Mufassireen explained in the positive sense. It comes in the hadith, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubba. O Allah, I beg of you, I ask you your love. That is, Allah is that we want Allah's love, but the love of Allah. A person is love and Allah are two different things. He's asking for the love of Allah. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And the love of those amal actions which will make me beloved by you and close to you. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And the love of those people who love you. So here what is being asked for is that love. And this is the height and the limit of a la'ashik, of a lover. that not only that he loves, he wants Allah's love, the love of the lovers of Allah, the love of the Amal, but he's asking for that love itself. This is the height of it. In the opposite way, now we can understand that when a person is so deprived, that he is asking for the love of the things. Not love of woman is afterward, that woman are afterward, but is the love of woman has been beautified to him. The love of gold and silver, the love of this dunya things. So he is immersed in that love. And this is such a terrible thing that it makes you totally blind of all things around you. You forget your respect and honor, you forget your health, you forget your money, just in the love of those things. So Allah has beautifully explained it, and in fact by the word Zuyyana, that Allah has made beautiful. This explanation of Allah is also so beautiful, that the love of these things, people are absorbed, drowned in the love of all these things, their shahwat, their desires. And afterwards is the woman which they desire, the gold and silver they desire. So that love, so this is a terrible thing when it overtakes a person. When a person who is just in the love of these things, whether it is going on a holiday, whether it is imitating the kuffar, the shabuhu bil kuffar, whatever it might be, and the main hit in the first in the list of it is woman. When a person is just gets involved with a woman, the thoughts of her are all the time in his mind. He will, a good namazi will destroy his namaz also. His du'as also, just in the thoughts of that woman, when it overtakes him. So it's absolutely necessary that a person must remove this. And that is when you get basira. Not only basara, the eyes, what you can see, but basira, you can see with your eyes. And this is for those people who are ulil absar, whose eyes of the heart Allah has opened, then they won't be overtaken by all these things. Otherwise, these things are such that it will blind everyone. As it is mentioned, woman is half-brained, but she makes the brains of the full-brained people, also destroys their brains of theirs. So a person must be very careful about this. Further, ulama have explained that dhahab, gold, is from the word dhihab, to go away. That means this gold is not going to last forever. It's going to go away. So what are you hankering after all this? In the same way, fidra, silver, and that is the basic currency, gold and silver. Whatever other types of currencies there are, that is all, that's not the real color currency. Real currency is gold and silver. Fidra is from infidar, and that also which means that you will separate from it. So the gold is also going to go away, the silver is also going, you're going to separate from it. So why are you hankering after that? And it isn't really the love of these things, gold and silver. But with gold and silver, now you'll acquire whatever you want. You want woman, you'll use your money to get her. You want cars, you'll use your money to get it. You want palaces, you'll use your money to get it. So that is what is what you're going to use is also useless, and what you're going to get by it is also useless. So this ayat has got great lessons for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and more than understanding, to make amal. And more than amal, that it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah make us true, genuine Muslims, not just fake Muslims, not just paper Muslims, but Muslims in reality. And that is the Quran Sharif. If we will abide by it and bring this teaching, not just know about it, talk about it, listen to it, but it comes into our hearts and minds, and we believe and follow it, then this reality will come into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Thank you.